listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to speak to you about a great conflict. That's something that the Apostle Paul mentioned in his letter to the Colossians. So I'm going to read to you from Colossians chapter 2, verse 1, which reads, "For I want you to know what a great conflict I have for you and those in Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh." Paul wrote to the Christians in the city of Colossae and the nearby city of Laodicea. And we normally call that letter Colossians. Here in the second chapter of that letter, Paul wanted his readers to know that he had a great conflict for them. But what was Paul's great conflict? First, this great conflict was inside Paul. He says here, "I have for you a great conflict." It wasn't that Paul fought with others about the Colossian Christians. Paul described his spiritual warfare and heartfelt care for the Colossians as a great conflict. There were times when Paul had conflict with others, but this wasn't one of those times. You see, Paul cared about the Christians in Colossae and Laodicea so much that their spiritual health became the matter of a great conflict inside of him. We can think of the way that a father agonizes inside when one of his children is in danger or in need. That was how deeply Paul cared about these Christians in Colossae. Paul wanted their hearts to be encouraged, and he wanted them to live in unity. He wanted them to remain steadfast in their following of Jesus. He was worried that they would be cheated by empty philosophies and traditions of men. See, all of that lays out following in Colossians chapter 2. Looking through the rest of Colossians, you can see other things that concerned Paul. What was amazing about this was that Paul had this great conflict without having ever previously met the Christians in Colossae and Laodicea. He called them those who have not seen my face in the flesh. You see, Paul's love and concern could go further than the people just in his immediate presence. As an apostle and pastor, he cared about the spiritual well-being of people that he had yet to meet. Here's a question. Is your circle of concern too small? There are persecuted believers in many parts of the world that you've never met, but you can care about them. You can pray for them. There are others who are in danger of false teaching and practices. You can also pray for them and do good for them if you ever have opportunity. You see, if God found use for the conflict, the spiritual battle that Paul went under on behalf of others, perhaps God may find use for the way that you can care about and pray for your brothers and sisters in need, brothers and sisters that you've never met. So friends, maybe God wants you to have a little more conflict, not with other people, but conflict for them, to love them, to care for them, to help them in any way that God gives you opportunity. Ask God to show you if there's people that you need to care about in that kind of way, and ask Him to bring that wisdom to your life today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.